Bears will get the football first. Devin Hester back deep to take the kickoff by Jason Hansen. There's the run up and the kick. Hester to his left, 5 yards deep. He's coming out. Hester back to the five, cutting left, and he's going to get taken down. Nice work on special teams for the Lions that time. It is the second big hit of the day by Kasim Osgood. And I don't understand. Hester looked like he was really hesitating before he came out there. Never got a good jump on it. And they're going to say that he was taken down at the 5 yard line.
This is a bad decision there.
No, it's
good to see somebody else making bad decisions,
well,
huh?
Maybe the need a maybe, couple of bad decisions by the Bears to get back in this game.
Maybe the tide has turned.
Well, first and 10 Chicago from their own 5. Forte the deep back, a single back, 4 yards deep in the end zone. Cutler up under center. The Lions with 4 down linemen. Cutler's going to throw from his end zone. Does, left side. Caught. Good gain out to the 13-yard line. Got 8. Got a little breathing room. Ashlon Jeffrey with a catch. It'll be second down and 2.
Well, there's a throw when you know a guy's got an arm. Pretty tight coverage. And Cutler goes back, and I mean, he just whistles this in there. Pretty tight coverage on an out cut. You know, throwing from the middle of the field almost all the way to the left sideline.
Second down. 2 to go. Cutler under center. Changes the play at the line. Barks out the signals to his right, then to his left. Now he ducks back in. Wants to throw. 5-step drop. Looking left. Plenty of time. Throws. Got Jeffrey again. And they're working on Ron Bartel over there. And Jeffrey's run out of bounds to 21. That's a first down. Gain of 8 on the play.
Well, they've been working on Bartel all day long. They tried a couple times to Marshall when Bartel was on Marshall. And the key here, though, is you got to get more pressure. You talked about it during the play-by-play call. He had a lot of time. You can't let a quarterback have that much time in this league.
Ashlon Jeffrey, 4 catches, 76 yards so far. First and 10 Bears. From their own 21, they lead 20-10. Cutler keeps it on the ground to Forte. Forte following his blockers across the 25, gets good yardage to the 28. Got 7 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 3 coming up. And the Bears were backed up at their own 5-yard line.
That's where you want your defense to hold on a 3-and-out and get to field position turned around. Again, you just the first play out of there was a first down pass. It got 8 yards.
2nd and 3. Cutler with a single back. That's Forte. He's got the football. Gives it to Forte. And he's got the first down. Broke through the line. Got to the 34. Taken down by Kyle Vandenbosch. Gain of 5 on the play. Chicago's doing exactly what they wanted to do. Come out. Get the tempo of the game in their favor. Get out from the 5-yard line after that bad decision by Devin Hester. But, I mean, are you really going to hold one bad decision against Devin Hester after all that guy's done?
No. It's a, you know, he's the return guy that you give him some leeway and some slack when he makes a decision like that.
1st and 10 Bears. Now they scrimmage from their own 34. Cutler wants to throw. Back in the pocket. Now escaping pressure and running across the 40, across the 45, into the 46-yard line. He runs out of bounds with Stephen Tulloch in pursuit. It's a gain of 12 and a first down.
You know, you're right, Dan. Earlier in the game, you talked about Cutler's got some good feet. Not only does he have some good feet, he's got some wheels. Well, he's running away from Stephen Tulloch right there.
Today's game brought to you by McDonald's drive-thru because McRib is back, but just for a limited time. 1st and 10 Chicago from their own 46. Opening drive of the second half, they lead 20-10. Cutler with an eye formation behind him. Turns and gives to Forte. He's trying to get outside. Not going to do it. He dropped for a loss back inside the 44 and close to the 43-yard line. Lawrence Jackson and Don Carey there to make the stop. It's a loss of 3 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 13.
The key guy out there, too, was Jackson. He's the defensive end that set the edge. They tried to sweep around him. He refused to be hooked, got upfield, and forced Forte away from the line of scrimmage. Nice job.
2nd and 13. Cutler will operate from the gun. He's got it. 4-man rush. Cutler setting up for screen. Got it to Forte. Forte hit, taken down. First man in, Stephen Tulloch. Nice work to take him down at the 45-yard line. That thing was pretty well blocked except for one man. And if Tulloch doesn't make the tackle, that goes for big yardage. And that'll bring up now a third down. And they're going to need about 11.
That's about reading, Dan. You got a linebacker there that reads his keys. He had the running back. Saw the running back before they drift out of there and look screen. And as soon as he saw that, he was shot out of a cannon and made a play.
Bears 2 out of 7 on third down, 3rd and 11 here, just across their own 45. Cutler's got it. 4-man rush. Cutler stepping up, throwing on the run, got Jeffrey, but overthrew him in Lion territory, down at the 31.
There's one where Cutler should have run, I think. He might have gotten the first down, but he decided to throw. Now, Jay Cutler's a guy that would rather throw than run. And on the run, he overthrew an open receiver there, gave the Lions break. Now it's time for the Lions to offensively get this ball and do something with it.
Mike Thomas back to take the punt, standing on the 10-yard line to our right. Podlish has it. Aims it to his left, gets it to turn over. Thomas is going to let it hit at the 2, takes a Lions bounce into the end zone. And that'll go for a touchback. 10:24 to go, third quarter. The Lions have it. They'll have it 1st and 10 at their own 20. They trail 20-10. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we can look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0637 or visit consumersenergy.com.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, we had a winner in the first half. Let's get one in the second half. Today's Bell Tire second half touchdown contestant is Lisa Stump from Carlton. Lisa, good luck. Lions need a couple touchdowns if they're going to come from behind here against the Bears. They trail 20-10. They've got it. 1st and 10 from their own 20. Matthew Stafford under center. Turn. Fakes to give to Mike Elishore. Rolls to the right. He's going to run it. Stafford, 20, 25-yard line and out of bounds. Picks up 5 on first down. It'll be 2nd and 5 from there.
You know, Corey Wooten, the defensive end over there, he knew that Stafford wanted to roll out sort of the tight end. Well, Wooten just ran with the tight end. He covered him, and he gave Stafford the edge, so Stafford took it.
Lions break the huddle. Calvin Johnson left. Durham goes right. Stafford under center. LeSure is the lone back. They go jumbo. Reef is in there, and they keep it on the ground. LeSure trying to bounce it outside and does. Nice shake gets him out to the 30 and to the 34-yard line. Nice move by LeSure, who was measured up at the line of scrimmage by Charles Tillman, made him miss, and turned it into a 9-yard gain.
He's making a lot of guys miss today. LeSure probably, I want to say, has made more good moves in the open field where he shaked and baked and made guys totally miss than he has all season.
I think this is the niftiest we have seen him look this year.
That's a good word.
12 carries, 42 yards. Lions, 1st and 10 from their own 34. They trail 20-10. Stafford's got it. Inside handoff to LeSure with a hole. LeSure 40. LeSure taken down from behind as he spins across the 45 to the 47. Anthony Walters makes the tackle for Chicago, but that's 13 more on the ground for the Lions.
Now, that was a good hole. LeSure got up to the second level before he had to dodge anybody. And Anthony Walters, finally from his safety position, able to make the tackle.
Always a reason those holes open up. Dominic Raiola, Calvin Johnson, each with nice blocks on that play. First and 10 Lions from their own 47. Joyke Bell in the game. Stafford out of the gun, going to throw. Stafford looking right, throwing right. Once Calvin got him in Bears territory inside the 40 and diving to the 35-yard line. Charles Tillman with a tackle, but Megatron tacks on 18 more. That is his 120th catch of the season. Becomes the sixth player in NFL history to hit that mark.
Now, Dan, how do you make that play happen? Because the running game by LeSure is creating an opportunity. Those linebackers got to now stay a little closer to the line of scrimmage. The underneath coverage is not backing up and taking away the underneath. And Stafford's able to get that ball into Calvin.
First and 10 Lions from the Bear 35. Stafford gives to Joyke Bell. Bell hitting the backfield. Able to shake that and pick up one to the 34. First man in was Lance Briggs. Bell did a nice job to avoid being thrown for a loss there. He picks up one on the play. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Second down and 9 for the Lions. Stafford brings Calvin motion. Calvin Johnson in motion from left to right. Stafford pumps once, throws once. Megatron got him at the 15, turns it up, and spins out of bounds at the 11-yard line. Forced out by Major Wright. And they're going to give him the 10 on the spot. The Lions will have it there. 24 yards on that connection. And Johnson now on a march towards what could be 2,000 yards. Four catches, 65 yards on the day.
It's a play where the protection is key. Because Calvin's double moving, and then Stafford's got to drop it in behind the linebacker in front of a corner. Very nicely done.
Trip to the red zone brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. First and goal for the Lions from the 10. Stafford operates from the gun. He takes, fakes the handoff on the end around and throws it away. Mike Thomas came in motion. They faked the handoff to him. Then looked to throw it to him as he continued into the flat, and it goes incomplete.
I think Stafford just threw that away because he saw the play wasn't going to happen. Briggs and Hayden for Chicago were both out there. And even if Thomas catches the ball, he's got nothing.
So the Lions will reload. Calvin Johnson goes to the right side on second and goal from the 10. Eighth play of the drive. Two tight end set. Heller and Scheffler both in there. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. Second and goal from the 10. Stafford's got it. Three-step drop. Looks right once. Calvin, a lot of contact inside the five. No flag.
How can they not call that?
Charles Tillman was in there. Mixing it up with Megatron, there is no call. It'll be third and goal from the 10.
You know, if they're going to make the call on Don Carey earlier, make that call. You can't.
It's got to be illegal contact or pass interference, one of the two.
But if they're going to make,
because he's got Calvin engaged inside the 5-yard line.
Right, and here's the problem. If you're going to make the call on Carey, be consistent. Make the call on Tillman.
Third and goal for the Lions from the 10. They trail by 10 here in the third quarter. Stafford from the gun. Two receivers right, one left. He's got it. Stafford stepping up, looking, throwing. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Caught by Will Heller.
Boy, I tell you what. Stafford did a great job there. Being patient. Looking for Scheffler first. Because he had Heller and Scheffler split in slots. Then came off of Heller and saw Heller, and I mean rifled one in there. Heller hangs on.
And a nice job to hang on by Heller, not normally known as a pass-catching tight end because Major Wright was all over him.
That's a tight throw, and Heller did a nice job in tight coverage to hold on to that. Good Stafford to Heller, both ends.
First touchdown of the season for Will Heller. Nine plays, 80 yards on the drive, 3:53 off the clock. Jason Hansen for the extra point. It is up and good. And the Lions, who trailed 20-3 at one point, are now within three. It is the Bears 20 and the Lions 17 with 6:31 to go third quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's. Terms and conditions apply.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middlebelt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middlebelt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon. ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Off the mat back into this game. It's the Bears 20-17. Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Devin Hester back deep to take the kickoff for Chicago. Jason Hansen with the run up in the kick. Last time they pinned Hester back at his own 5-yard line. This time takes it 4 yards deep left side. Much quicker decision, comes out to the 10, to the 15. Left sideline 20, and forced out of bounds as he crosses the 25-yard line. Bears will have it there. Don Carey, nice work on special teams to force Hester out. Chicago's up with the football. 20-17 our score. 6:26 to go third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations, and it's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. When we looked for inspiration to craft a new whiskey, we found more than just flavor. We found character. Introducing Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started, maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2012, Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Great family, tough, smart lawyers. That's the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Well, with that extra point a moment ago, Jason Hansen has set the team's all-time franchise record for single-season scoring. He had it when in 1995 he had 132. This year he has gone to 133. Bears have the football, first and 10 from their own 25. Cutler takes the snap, keeps it on the ground. Running to the right side with good room is Forte. Across the 35 to the 37-yard line, Forte gets 12 and a first down.
Well, they ran a trap play in there, and they bring their H-back across, and they run a little bit of a counter look, and they get Cliff Averill trapped, and there's a huge hole that opens up for Forte.
Forte, 14 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown today. He's also got two catches for 20 yards. Bears have it. Their own 37, first and 10. They lead 20-17 here at Ford Field, third quarter. Cutler with it, out of the gun, straight drop, wants to throw, does, complete to the 40-yard line, short gain to Brandon Marshall. Got three on the play. It'll be second and 7. Nothing after the catch that time for Marshall.
Well, there was some pressure that time, and Cutler went to his check down because he saw that his pocket was disintegrating.
If I give that stat right there, Brandy, am I asking for trouble?
Yes.
So we'll just keep it to ourselves?
Keep it to yourself.
We'll tell you guys later what it was. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Second and 7, Bears from their own 40. Lions showing blitz. Four down linemen. They quick pass to the left side. It is caught by Earl Bennett. And a play that has really hurt the Lions the last couple of weeks. That time goes for a 6-yard gain to the 46. And it'll bring up a third down and 1.
In the first half, that play went for a score.
Untouched.
60-some yards.
Last week, it went for a score as well.
Right. A little better that time, only 6 yards gained. Can you hold him here on third and 1?
Khalil Bell into the game, deep back in an offset eye. Third and 1, Bears from their own 46. Cutler to Bell, trying to cut it back. Nothing doing, denied. It'll be fourth down. Lawrence Jackson in there.
Let me tell you what, again, this is a play where you're not going to get Ndamukong Suh with any kind of stat, but he goes in and blows up the guard and takes the line of scrimmage. So when the back tries to cut it back, he's got to go all the way back across the center, and that's where Lojack is coming down to fill.
Lions will get it back. Mike Thomas back to return this punt. Standing on the 10-yard line to our left. Podlish to punt. He's got it. Drives it. Angles it to his left. Thomas to his right. Makes the catch at the 8. Trying to make the first man miss. Not going to do it. Nice work on special teams by Eric Weems. And the Bears say that a lot. He is terrific on teams for Chicago. 46-yard punt. Nothing on the return. Lions have it. First and 10 inside their own 10. When we come back, Bears lead it by 3 in the third. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV only from Comcast for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like The Biggest Loser, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 31st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/31/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Lions have it first and 10 at their own 8. They trail 20-17. If you are on the Calvin Johnson watch, he is 43 yards shy of 2,000 for the season. Michael LeSure in at running back for the Lions. Stafford up under center. Backed up a bit here. Have to be careful against the Bears. Give it to LeSure. Over the right side, gets to the 11, close to the 12-yard line. 4 yards on the play. Kelvin Hayden with the tackle. Second and six coming up. Bears lead the NFL in takeaway, lead the NFL in points off turnovers. They have 13 points off Lion turnovers today.
And there are three of those.
Calvin Johnson goes to the right, two receivers to the left, Thomas and Durham. Stafford moves Michael LeSure from his right to his left, remains in the shotgun. Matthews got it, inside handoff, LeSure lost the football, free on the ground, and the Bears have got it. Recovered by Major Wright. You just can't do it against this Chicago team.
Have all of the turnovers come in the red zone? I mean, in the Lions, inside the Lions 20?
I believe this will be the fourth time they'll take over inside the Lions 25-yard line. I mean, Chicago's got it first and 10 at the Lion 13. The handoff from Stafford to LeSure was not secure. Bounced free, and Eric Wright picked it up. Four takeaways for the Bears today.
Can I correct you on that one?
Yes, sir.
That's a giveaway, that one. That's not a takeaway. That's a giveaway.
Lions also turned it over four times at Chicago earlier this year. Lost that game by six. Trail this one by three. First and goal. Check it. First and 10 for the Bears from the 13. Cutler's got it. Gonna get hit. Gonna go down. Sack. Back at the 18-yard line, and Dominick Sue and Kyle VandenBosch. Lions red zone defense, and they stood tall right there. Brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future.
Boy, Sue with a bull rush. He's so strong. Just takes the man with his arms extended and just backs him up into Cutler's lap. And when Cutler tries to scramble up inside, he's right there to make the play.
2.5 to go in the third. Second and 15 Bears from the Lion 18. Cutler, quick throw, right side, got it complete. It's Bennett. Bennett following his blocking down to the 10-yard line. And they'll say he was forced out at the 11, got seven on the play. And that'll bring up a third down and eight. Lions defense trying to hold Chicago to a field goal attempt, something Jim Schwartz has talked about. When the offense gives it away, the defense still has a chance to make a play. They need one here. Third down and eight, Bears from the Lion 11. Cutler out of the gun. Got Forte to his right. Cutler's got it. Lions send four. Cutler throws. Left side. It is Marshall. Caught it, but out of bounds. Marshall got both hands on the football. I believe he came down with it, but he did not get both feet in bounds.
Well, this is a tough throw. The Lions force Marshall wide, and that makes a tough throw to get it into him, to give him a chance to get his feet in bounds. Cutler threw it a bit high. Marshall went up for it and never landed in bounds.
Not sure if he actually came down with that or not. Whatever the case, he did not have a chance to get both feet down. So this will result in a field goal attempt for Alindo Mare. 28 yards, hash mark right side. There's the spot, kick is up, and it is good. And the Bears extend their lead after another Lion turnover. It's now Chicago 23, the Lions 17. Of those 23 Bear points, 16 of them have come off Lion turnovers. But the defense that time keeps this a one-score game by holding Chicago to that field goal. 1:49 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
My friend's going to her car dealer for tires. Really? Is that a good idea? Wait in line to drop off her car at 7:30 a.m., pick it up who knows when, and pay car dealer prices? Ouch! Talk about sticker shock.
At Bell Tire, get the guaranteed lowest tire price period. Plus, our tire installation package gives you more value than the competition can offer at any price, including free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, free lifetime tire rotations, and more. Plus, Bell Tire's got the best ASE certified mechanics in the business. For the guaranteed lowest tire price period and great service, it's Bell Tire.
A car dealer for tires? I gave my friend a better idea. Go to a tire expert. At Bell Tire, she'll get in and out fast and get the lowest tire price. Hey, what are friends for?
It's not your usual tire store. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
With over 80 locations, Bell Tire's in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
Get in the game at Dunham Sports, where you can find a large selection of Federal premium ammunition. If it's a trip to the range for clay target shooting or out on the lake for some waterfowl, Dunham's has the Federal ammo that is right for you. For clay shooting, there is the Top Gun target loads, which gives you consistent performance at a reasonable price. And you're sure to break clay after clay. Bring down unsuspecting waterfowl with the Black Cloud steel shot. With the Flight Control Wad, you get long-range effectiveness for better hunting. So the next time you need Federal premium ammo, stop by your Dunham Sports and get in the game.
Get in the game!
For healthcare coverage that changes when life changes, go with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's comprehensive coverage that's flexible. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
All right, take a look at this, Brandon. Talked about turnovers and how you make life easy on the other team when you give it away. The drives for Chicago today, 3 plays, 80 yards and a touchdown. 4 plays, 9 yards and a field goal. 3 plays, 10 yards and a touchdown. 4 plays, 1 yard and a field goal. 4 plays, 3 yards and a field goal. That makes life awful easy as Joy Bell takes the kickoff and takes a knee for a touchback. Chicago's a pretty good team. You don't need to make it easy on them. And you've given them 16 points by giving the ball away. Can't survive in the NFL by doing that. But yet, Lions are only down 6. Quickly go back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. Congratulations to Drew Brees. Saints lead the Panthers 24-20. He's thrown for 233 yards passing today. Became the first player ever with 5,000 passing yards in consecutive seasons. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, back to you at the Ford Field.
All right, thank you very much, Deez. 1:49 to go in the third. First and 10 Lions from their own 20. Stafford fakes the end around, wants to throw, sets up a screen right side, and it is blown up. Got it to LeSure, who made the catch. But coming in was Anthony Walters to drop him for a 2-yard loss. Walters knew what was coming and made a nice play. He's 2nd and 12 on the way.
Lions, again, trying to take some of the aggressive defensive style of Chicago. Use it against them. Screens and draws are good against that. But you got to get a body on the safety. When a safety has a running back man for man, you got to make sure you get a piece of that guy and give your running back a chance.
Leaves the Lions with a 2nd and 12 from their own 18. Stafford out of the gun. They go empty. Stafford's got it. Looks and throws. Wants Calvin. Got him as he goes down to make the catch to 25. Gain of 7 on the play. Walters covers him up there. It'll bring up a 3rd and 5. Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Again, working to try to get Stafford and Calvin Johnson on the same page. Calvin's moving around in the offensive sense. Split wide, but he's getting a lot of success from working in the slot or coming in motion.
Lions 6 out of 10 on 3rd down so far today. 3rd and 5 from their own 25. They're down 23-17, final minute of the third. Matthews got the football, 4-man rush, stepping up, looking, throwing, behind Calvin Johnson, and incomplete, almost picked off by Charles Tillman. It was hit at the line. That redirected the football, and Tillman almost benefited from that with an interception. So the Lions are going to have to punt it away. And this is where you have to be careful, because Devin Hester can break open a close game in a blink. Oh, that's partially blocked. It's going to land at the 42. Takes a Lions bounce out of bounds down around the 40-yard line. JT Thomas got in there to block that punt, at least get a hand on it as it came off Nick Harris's foot. Ends up being a 36-yard punt. And Chicago's going to get pretty good field position out of this. They will say it went out of bounds the 39-yard line. So that's where Chicago will take over with 12 seconds to go in the third. Boy, Thomas was all over him. Lions got a little lucky there. That wasn't blocked in a more significant fashion. Here come the Bears. Cutler wants to throw. Loads up. Does. Got it complete. Right side. It is caught out there by Brandon Marshall, and Marshall is taken down after a 9-yard gain at the 47-yard line. So that would be the final play of the third quarter. We'll go to the fourth. It's a 6-point game. Bears lead the Lions 23-17. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
When it comes to safety, there's nothing more important than your vehicle's brakes. And whether it's a high-pitched squeal, pulling to one side or another, or a grinding metal sound or a vibrating steering wheel, you know when you have a brake problem. When it's time to replace your brakes, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's Brake Best Select, or Wagner Thermo Quiet, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts and accessories you need at everyday low prices. So simple maintenance on your brake system today can save you from costly repairs down the road or even a dangerous accident. Play it safe with brakes you can count on from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty. Built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on four-drive cycle test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined new registrations January 2011 through June 2012.